You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today, holy insurance agents, are we going to talk about how you can market yourself just a little bit better. Now, if anybody knows anything about the insurance world, we understand how important lead generation and marketing consistently and constantly is. If you don't do it, you're not going to get anywhere. People need to know who you are, they need to trust you, and they need to be able to remember you when their policies come up for renewal or something new is needed for their protection, let's say. Now, how can we do something that's a consistent marketing effort for insurance agents? Now, if you hear any of these files that we put together or podcasts that we put together, you'll notice that there's two things we try to do for insurance agents. Number one, we try to drop the minimums down so you don't have to buy hundreds to try out an idea. Number two, everything that we talk to you about has a resounding theme of being useful in times that you wouldn't expect it to be. Does that sound familiar? It almost defines insurance, doesn't it? Insurance is only appreciated when you have to use it. And I think that is something that we can build into the marketing plan of an insurance agent. So I want you to think about this. Custom hats don't have to be expensive. If you got embroidered custom hats, yes. But if you got direct-to-film printed custom hats on trucker hats, by the way, just the net meshing's perfect for summer, good place to, you know, use it. And you put some really cool logos and cool prints on it and gave them away with some form of contact information for your business, whether it is a phone number, a website, a QR code, something that later on when they need insurance, they have your contact information. Think about it. A simple act of goodwill with a cool looking hat. Now, please, 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 please do not just give out a hat with your logo on it. No one's going to wear it. No one wants to be your billboard. Believe it or not, shocker, right? I create custom apparel, and I'm the one here to tell you that. Don't try to make other people your billboard, especially if they don't work for you. Now, if they're passionate about you and they pick up your garment and they wear it, that's a different thing. But if you're doing a general giveaway, make sure it's cool. And then you can get the contact information in that person's hand and set yourself up for success. You don't have to print a lot. Find a vendor like WDFA who does one or 10 trucker hats for a fair price. But anyway, if you have any questions, you know where to find us. My name is Raj, and this has been the world of WDFA.